The Center for Life Experiences will once again host their Healing Kids Hearts Retreat. Executive Director Ann Liker stops by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Healing Kids Hearts Retreat started in about 2015 and went on for 4 years. And then the pandemic hit, and we wanted to be safe for our volunteers and our kids. So we didn't have it for a couple of years. And now this March, we're going to give it a good go for it. We're really excited this year because the retreat has normally been held at Sternberg Museum. But this year we're really pleased that the Senior Center here in Hayes has offered to sponsor us. And it's a really neat location, and there are wonderful people there that will be helping us and become buddies for the kids that day. And it's all on one floor, which is helpful to us, but we're excited. The retreat is Saturday, March 26th, from about 10 to 4. And the reason we need to get the word out is because families who have kids from 7 to 12 years old are the ones that are eligible to come and participate. We usually have about 20 kids, and then we match them with a volunteer adult who has been trained. And the training happens the night before for a couple of hours. And so then we have all kinds of good, fun activities that plan for the next day, and that include the lunch and snacks and things like that. And the activities include we make a wonderful memory box. The kids decorate the boxes we have, and they can put photographs or keepsakes or whatever in the box of their loved ones. They do some other fun activities in the afternoon that we're looking forward to in terms of helping them to learn how to honor those people who have been significant in their lives, and to grieve and loss in a healthy way, to keep moving on it with their lives, but to keep those special people close to them in their hearts.
Okay. You know, that's very cool that the seniors get to interact with them. I'm wondering, do you need any more senior volunteers, or are you all set on that front?
We would be glad to have whatever senior volunteers, anyone. We also have reached out to the university, to their students in different areas as mentors. So we have a wide variety of volunteers, and we can always use more. The more the merrier.
Okay.
We do have applications for both to register the kids and the volunteers. If you go to our website, which is cflehope.org, and look under the Healing Kids Hearts, you will find applications, and we need those in coming up here in the middle of February. And then we will get back to you with a reply about when to come for, like, the volunteers, when to come for training. The kids, we will let the parents know that they've been accepted, and we will have a little bit more information we'll gather from the parents about the kids once they've registered and said they're coming. So we're really, it is a very structured and careful process, and we have have a nurse on board, and if needed, and we just and we have a lot of really good fun times. That the kids come in, they're a little quiet, maybe wondering what's going to happen, but by the end of the day, they're chattering up a storm and making new friends and just feeling like the weight of the world has been lifted off their shoulders.
Very cool. You know, Ann, I know we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but for those folks that are maybe out there listening, that are interested in maybe helping out or volunteering a little bit, but are kind of concerned about the, the nature of the topic. It's a heavy topic, and it can be, I think, overwhelming. But we've talked about this. It really, you guys provide the tools and the access that they need to make it work. And more importantly, I think it's really just the support of the people. It's bringing your own kind of touch to it, and it's not a complicated process. It's just somebody really there, right?
That's right. It's just a lot of it is sharing and not keeping it all stuffed inside, where you're not finding out that you're not alone, and there are other people, there are other friends, there are children. Other children who are going through the same thing. So the kids can share with each other, and the buddies can also help them know that it's okay to feel grief and loss, and to honor the people they love in specific ways. That's okay. We just want to do it in a healthy way.
Sure.
And yes, you're so right. And the most important part is just to share, to talk, to listen to each other. And we have hospice volunteers that come, and Myrna Jordan and Josh Tangway. Myrna is the social worker from hospice, and Josh Tangway is a clinical therapist with and I'm not going to be able to say the name, but he specializes in kids, and they are very involved in setting up the retreat and making sure the activities are not only fun, and I won't say fun laughing ha-ha, but I would say they're uplifting to the kids. They help them to know that, hey, I'm going to be okay. So we have a lot of planning that goes into this. It's something that, we have been full every year in all of our classes of 20 kids that we do. And kids come back because they found it to be helpful and really enjoyed their time. So please, if you have questions, call the center for life experience at 785-259-6859, or email Emily at cflehope.org, or myself, Ann, at cflehope.org. And we'll be glad to fill you in with all the things that are going on.
Very good. Well, Ann, before we go, we've got just a couple minutes left, but I know you've got your regular meetings are up and running as well right now, right?
Yes, they sure are. We have healing after loss for people who have had an adult loss, such as a spouse or parent or sibling or friend. And that meets on the first Tuesday during the day from 10 to noon at the meeting room at the center. And then it also has an evening session on the third Tuesday from about 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and there's a light meal provided with that. And then we have Healing Hearts for parents who have lost a child, and that meets on the first Thursday at 6:30. And then we have the HALOS, Healing After Loss and Suicide, that meets the second and fourth Wednesdays from 5:45, and people are welcome to bring their own lunch or dinner and just come visit, and then we have our meeting after that. So we have a lot going on. We know there are people just now starting to really feel the impact, especially of the changes we've had in our lives the last couple of years with the pandemic and the losses that have gone on. And so we're a safe, confidential, caring place where people can share. And I facilitate the group, and I am a social worker. And so it's a peer support group. In other words, you'll meet people who are just like you, but I'm there in case you have other questions.
All righty. Well, Ann, I think we've got to get over to weather, but thanks so much for joining us. It's always good to talk to you, and hopefully you get that all those signups for that Healing Kids Retreat coming up. And again, if real quick before we go, you want to share that phone number and that website one more time?
Sure. It's 785-259-6859, and the website is www.cflehope.org.